CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 7th of August 2016. Here are the main news headlines. Ofcom on online licensing statement. Belarus gets 60-metre band. Dayton Hamvention moves venue. Some teething troubles have been encountered with Ofcom's new online licensing system. These include the dedicated license revalidation facility, which has disappeared, and the reissue of call signs that have at some time in the past been issued to someone else. The RSGB has pressed Ofcom for a statement, which is reproduced in full on the RSGB website. Ofcom said that it remains a licensing condition to revalidate at least every 5 years. While the new portal doesn't currently have a dedicated revalidation button, it will automatically revalidate your license when you register on the new system. In the future, Ofcom will introduce a feature to revalidate and to check your license details easily. Meanwhile, if you contact Ofcom by phone, email or letter, you can ask them to revalidate your license, although they strongly encourage all licensees to register on the portal. Ofcom also confirmed that some applicants have received call signs that were previously issued to someone else. This only affects a very small number issued between the new system going live on the 28th of July and ending at 8 a.m. on the 3rd of August. Ofcom stressed that no duplicate call signs were issued and that none of the recycled call signs had been valid for at least the previous 2 years. Amateurs in Belarus now have access to the new WRC 15 60-metre allocation. Their band is from 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz, with a maximum power of 50 watts. Class A, the top level license holders, may use SSBCW and digital modes. Hara Arena, home of the Dayton Hamvention, is due to close shortly. Hamvention managers have announced that the event will be moving to the Green County Fairgrounds and Event Centre in Xenia, Ohio. It's about 16 miles east of central Drayton. More details at www.hamvention.org. Since the first Sunday in June, there's been an addition to the GB2RS broadcast schedule. Reg, G8VHI in Nuneaton, now reads the news at 2030 UTC on 145.525 megs. He has a very good VHF location and should be audible over a large part of the West and East Midlands. His best report to date is near Hamburg in Germany. Tropical Storm Earl is currently heading across Central America, affecting Honduras, Guatemala, Belize and Mexico. Radio amateurs in the region are providing emergency communication support. Amateurs in the rest of the world are reminded that it is possible to cause unintentional QRM to these emergency nets. Please listen carefully if operating near amateur emergency frequencies, particularly in the 7 MHz band. Details of all the frequencies to avoid during the hurricane season can be found at www.iaru-rfigure1.org. Ofcom is holding a consultation on improving spectrum access for consumers in the 5 gigs band. This proposes an expansion of 5 gigs Wi-Fi, expansion of 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi bands that would amongst other things also affect weak signal reception for 5760 MHz narrowband and EME users and 5840 MHz satellites, while still inhibiting innovation of amateur mesh and other innovative data systems. The RSGB response to this consultation and a related one by AMSAT UK may be read in the Spectrum Forum section of the RSGB website. So far, more than 375 registrations have been received from 40 countries for this year's International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. Organisers expect around 500 marine structures to be listed when the event goes on air on the weekend of the 20th and 21st of August. Leading this fun event so far is Germany with 60, USA and Australia with 55, followed by England with 30. To see all registrations, go to www.illw.net. Christoph, SP5HS became silent key at the age of 81 this month. He was one of the reactivators of the Polish Amateur Radio Union, PZK, in 1956, and one of the headquarters personnel. In 1990, he was elected president of the union. A longer tribute is on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/SK. Amateur Radio Newsline has selected 17-year-old Skylar Fennell, KD0WHB of Denver, Colorado, as the 2016 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Young Ham of the Year. First licensed in July 2013, he reached extra class in 2014. His YouTube channel chronicles several of his amateur radio achievements. Search for Skylar FM. Due to resurfacing work, access to the Rugby ATS Rally on the 21st of August will be via a temporary entrance in Coventry Road. Full details on the RSGB website would also be in next week's GB2RS. Alaska's High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program facility, HARP, will open in 2017. HARP, with a double A, is known as the world's most capable high-power, high-frequency transmitter for study of the ionosphere. The FCC recently granted HARP 2 experimental service licenses for research. WI2XFX covers experiments on various frequencies between 2.65 and 8.1 MHz. WI2XDV covers ionospheric research between 1 and 40 MHz. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The 27th Kings Lynn ARC Great Eastern Radio Rally takes place today, the 7th of August. Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, Kings Lynn, Norfolk, P34DZ. Talk will be available on 145.550 MHz and car parking is free. Doors open 9 a.m. with admission £2. Trade stands and bring and buy. There are amateur radio pitches outside as well as tables inside. On-site catering will be available. Details from Ted, G40ZG, 01553768701. Also today, the 7th, the Lawn Radio Rally will be held in Crean Lough Village Hall, Main Street. That's Perthshire FK28QN. Doors open 10:30 a.m, entry £2, raffle tickets £1, and the draw takes place at 1:30. There'll be a bring and buy, trade stands and local groups, tea, coffee and light refreshment will be available. Details by email, lawnradioclub@gmail.com. Next Friday, the 12th and the 23rd, Mini Rally Night will be held by Kirkenzie and Port Seton Amateur Radio Club. It takes place in the Community Centre Main Hall, Port Seton, which is EH320BQ. Bring along your junk and sell it yourself. Tables are first come, first served. Entrance fee £2. Refreshments will be available. Doors open 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The venue has disabled access. Next Sunday, the 14th, the Flight Refueling ARS Ham Fest will take place at Cobham Sports and Social Centre near Merley, which is near Wimborne in Dorset, BH21 3DA. Venue has car parking on site. Camping is available in an adjacent field on Saturday night only. Talking will be provided S22. Gates open 10 a.m. Admission is £3.50. There'll be a trade stand, car boot sale, an indoor and field pitches for traders. Lectures will take place during the day. A licensed bar and catering facilities are on site. More details from Tony Barker, G3PFM, 07743475018. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, and on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. DXNow News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Reg G8VHI will be active from the 13th to the 20th of August, stroke Mickey Mouse in the North Sea. He plans to use 144.333 megs using 100 watts to a four-element antenna. He's limited to operation from his cabin, which is located on the starboard side. This is a family holiday and operating will reflect this. Armin DK9PY will be on the air as 6 Yankee 6 November from St. Elizabeth in Jamaica, IOTA NA097 from the 10th to the 14th of August. Activity will be HF bands, QSL home call. GW4UWD is on the air as 9 Alpha stroke call sign portable from Zlarin Island, Croatia. That's EU170 until the 9th of August. Activity QRP on HF using CW, mostly during his mornings and evenings. QSL direct to his home call. Johannes PD0JBH is transmitting as Charlie91PA from Maputo in Mozambique and plans to be there until March 2017. Activity of late has been on 40 and 20 metres using SSB, QSL via operator's instruction. Giuseppe IZ4JUK will be on the air as IS0 stroke call sign from Porto Otiolu in Sardinia, which is EU025, until August the 25th. Activity will be on 20 and 15 metres using SSB and on 40 metres if conditions permit. QSL home call. ISMO OH2IS will be transmitting as OH0 stroke call sign from the Åland Islands, EU002, until the 11th of August. Activity will be holiday style, 80 to 10 metres only, 80 to 10 metres, using only CW. QSL home call. Dietmar DL3DXX, René DL2JRM and Robin DO2XX will be active as OJ0DX from August the 11th to the 16th from Market Reef, which is EU053. Activity will be 80 to 6 metres CWSSB and RITI QSL DL3DXX. Special event news, DZV 2016 RIO, Rio, will be on the air from Rio de Janeiro until the 21st of August. Activity 160 to 2 metres except 30 using CWSSB, FM, PSK, D-Star and some satellites as well, QSL via PY1AA. GB5RC will be on the air to commemorate Radio Caroline broadcast. The Martello Tower Group based in Essex is operating two stations aboard the MV Ross Revenge until the 8th of August. Plymouth Radio Club is taking part in the 1940s weekend on the 13th and 14th of August from RAF Harrowbier Wartime Airfield, Dartmoor, A386, Crapston Road, Crapston, Yelverton, Devon, PL26BT. GB0QB will be used on the air because QB was RAF Harrowbier's wartime identification code. South Essex ARS will put GB1HB on the air for the 72nd anniversary of the two B-17s that crashed at Canvey Point on the 13th of August 1944. Activity will be from the Island Yacht Club, Point Road, Canvey Island, Essex, SS87TX. Visitors always welcome. Contest news now today, the 7th, the 432 megs low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC. The exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. On Tuesday, the 432 megs UK activity contest will be on the air from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 80 metre club sprint runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. It's the CW leg and the exchanges, both call signs, serial number and name. The Worktoll Europe, WAE, DXCW contest runs for the entire 48 hours of the weekend of the 13th and 14th. Europe works non-Europe only on this event, so propagation permitting, there's a lot of DX working. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchanges, signal report and serial number. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and GHG4BAO. This week saw the effects of yet another solar coronal hole, which pushed the KP index to 4 and 5 on Wednesday and Thursday. We predicted this last week, but were only out by a day. Lackluster sunspot activity also means that IOTA contests saw many contestants staying on 20 metres and below, with the odd foray up to higher bands. The solar flux index stayed in the mid-70s, as the only sunspot that did appear rapidly dwindling away by Wednesday. On the bright side, there were no solar flares to report. Next week, both NOAA and the US Air Force predict the solar flux index will be in the range of 90 to 95. If correct, this means we may see a slight upshift in HF conditions, but continued unsettled geomagnetic conditions may work against us, especially around midweek when NOAA predicts the K index will hit 4 again. Summertime delay absorption and reduced MUFs are still impacting DX paths. VOACAP predicts UK to New York on 20 metre CW is best 2000 to 2200 UTC, with a 77% chance of success, and on 30 metres from 2200 to midnight with a maximum of 81%. These figures drop by about 30% for SSB. and now the VHF and up propagation uses a familiar look to the weather charts for the coming week, largely a story of low pressure to the north, more moving into Scandinavia later. This means that tropo conditions may be limited initially, but pressure remains high over Biscay and northern France, so paths to the south from southern Britain offer the best of a poor showing. However, models do bring a large high close to the south. Close to the southwestern island later, with perhaps some tropo possibilities. The low pressure to the north means there'll be a showery periods, especially in the first part of the week, so there is a chance for rain scatter on the gigahertz band. Hanging on to sporadic in August is always a bit problematic, but there are likely to be some strong jet streams around, particularly over the UK and northern Europe. These may bring good prospects if you can be in the shack at the right time. A check during late morning and tea time should capture most events. The Perseids meteor shower meets its peak next Thursday and Friday, so meteor scatter conditions will improve throughout the week. Moon declination is negative and the moon is at apogee on Wednesday, so losses are high and moon windows are short. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. That's all from me also. Until next week.